But First You Lived, dedicated to the memory of Pether, John Joe, and Sive. I remember the moment so clearly when they handed you to me, and I instinctively started to rock you gently in my arms, making shushing noises in a futile attempt to will life back into you. I was numbed in disbelief, not able to process the pain in the room, the shock, the trauma. My tears falling on your beautiful face, and I watched a tear slowly free fall onto your little nose, bringing me back to life abruptly instead of you. Just 5.5 weeks in this world, and carried before that with so much love and expectation. Oh, how we loved you. Oh, how we dreamed of the future you would have. And oh, how we took for granted a future promised at all. I don't choose to visit here often, for fear of being swept away in a tsunami of tears. But you could never be forgotten, because love lives forever. Yes, you died, but first you lived. And I see your little white coffin carried up the cathedral steps in the arms of those who loved you the most, your parents. And I remember how pain and beauty mixed that December day when our family changed forever. I remember the kindness of people, their warmth on such a cold day, in such a cold season of our lives. And perhaps those of you who hear these words are flooded now with memories of your own loss. Different stories, different pain, sewn together with so much that is still unspoken. Like the way that I recall another who was born the same month as you, and I couldn't help but see their pictures through the years, and wince at every milestone missed by you, at every milestone missed by us. It broke my heart to see all their firsts. But now, I thank them for the reminder of you each time I see them, because they bring you back to me, bittersweet. And now, years later, as I look at my own son, I realise he too has become a memory marker for another parent's loss. Only now, as he reaches those milestones, I send a message with a little blue heart to that mum, because I know she knows. She knows, like so many others. She knows that over time your name is spoken less. Please, I beg you, speak their name. And yes, sometimes other children come, but they never take your place, with separate rooms carved in her heart for all of her loves. And she knows the impact on others too. She knows the men whose hearts are shattering while they struggle to pick up the pieces, if they can at all. The siblings whose lives are changed forever as they are shaped by grief, so young. Photo albums marked by life before and after. The siblings who came after, bringing rainbows of joy. The grandparents grieving twice as they watch their child bury their child. The intended words of comfort from others that wound instead. They just don't know. She knows too how many relationships don't survive this loss. She knows the mothers who carry a child who never get to take a breath at all, and she bears this pain in birth. And the mothers who push down their grief because their baby was identified by weeks instead of by name. Let me say it clearly. Yes, your loss was real. Give your baby a name. The life you carried was real from the moment of conception. She knows the mothers who felt they had to choose this grief or were forced to choose this grief and mourn in silence. I'm so sorry. so sorry. She knows what it is like to go into his untouched room and smell his clothes. She knows what it is like to lift that little box of memories and press her finger against that tiny ink footprint. And she knows what it is like to want so badly to have that little box of memories instead of an emptiness inside. Nothing tangible to keep. She knows what it is like to cry for so long that the tears just seem to never stop and she is drowning in sorrow. She knows what it is like to come home to a house with the pram now hidden. She knows what it is like to not be able to sleep. She knows what it is like to finally sleep, only to dream of you and wake and feel it all once more. But still she would choose to dream to see you one more time. But this I know with certainty because I remember the moment so clearly when they handed you to me, wrapped in a blanket, your little hand clasped and barely warm, and a tiny trickle of red still caught on your nostril. And I drank in the memory of you in my arms, and my tears fell on your sweet face, and I knew that there must be a heaven, because where else could you go, oh sweet child? Where else could you go? Yes, you died, but first you lived. Yes, you died, but first you lived. Until we meet again, pray for us.